I tuned in. Listen, I tuned in to what was told to me and you by the liberal. I hate to say liberal media. They're all, it's just the media. That Hillary Clinton would be giving a foreign policy speech. They did. They said she would be giving a foreign policy speech. Now, I don't know about you, but it didn't sound like a foreign policy speech to me. It didn't. If I'm wrong, please correct me. It seemed like a 30-minute stand-up routine. That's what it seemed like to me. Seemed like to me it was a 30-minute Donald Trump is dangerous. Donald Trump is evil. Donald Trump is bad. Donald Trump, I mean, that was the foreign policy speech. That was her entire shtick yesterday. And oh my gosh, wow, liberals, woo, man, were they just, it was like, it was, I don't even know. I don't even know how to describe it. They were, it was like a bunch of people who had sex for the first time. Remember what it was like when you did it for the first time, and it was just like, oh my God, oh yeah, and you were just giddy for ever, and regardless of how old you are now, it's like the joy that you get thinking about what it felt like the first time. That's what liberals were yesterday. Every single channel you put on, it was, wow, Hillary, she really knocked it out of the park. It was amazing. Oh, my God. I mean, every CNN, MSNBC, ABC, even Fox. Hey, my God. She just lit Donald Trump up. She lit Donald Trump up. It was Mitt Romney. She was Mitt Romney. She was a combination of Mitt Romney. She was a combination of Mitt Romney and Jimmy Carter attacking Ronald Reagan. I mean, it was quite amazing, really. And I will give credit. Oh, who was it? I almost want to say, believe it or not, and it's funny to give credit to this person because he's just Mr. Uncontrollable liberal, but I think it was Sleepy Eye Chuck Todd. Believe it or not, I think it was Sleepy Eye Chuck Todd who did a compare and, not split screen, but played a Mitt Romney clip and then a Hillary Clinton clip. A Mitt Romney clip and then Hillary Clinton clip showing that she basically said the exact same things that Mitt Romney said. And I'm thinking, but isn't this supposed to be a foreign policy speech? Isn't she supposed to be saying, hi, I'm Hillary Rodham Clinton. I need your vote Tuesday because I haven't been able to beat Bernie Sanders yet. But first, I want to do 30 minutes on why Donald Trump is a horrible person. I mean, she should have been going, I'm Hillary Clinton. I will be the greatest commander-in-chief in the entire world. I have done A, B, C, and D. And that's why you have nothing to worry about with me dealing with foreign policy issues. Now, you want to know why you didn't hear that? You want to know why you didn't hear Hillary Clinton's foreign policy speech on her own foreign policy? Because she was a complete failure as a Secretary of State. A complete and utter failure. Do you understand that? Do you understand that? A complete and utter failure. Complete and utter failure. You can't get any worse. You can't get any worse. Now, I don't know, maybe the 30s it was worse, maybe 40s it was, maybe it was, you know, during the reign of Hitler, the Secretary of State was, I don't know, I'm not a constitutional scholar. But in my lifetime, I'm 42, I'll be 43. Been following politics and being part of the political system for 25 years. I don't remember any Secretary of State or any president for that matter having us involved with so many things around the world that have gone bad. I don't remember. I mean, wow. It's like a wow. So she can't have a foreign policy speech. She can't. The only thing she can say is, oh, well, when Donald Trump gets mad, instead of using Twitter, he'll use the nuclear codes. I mean, literally. A bunch of speech writers sat in a room. They had Mitt Romney's speech about Trump. They had that speech. They had other speeches from past presidents. Like I said, Carter went after Reagan. And they just sat there and said, okay, let's do a 30-minute routine. Let's do a 30-minute routine. Let's just that's it. It's like joke after joke after joke after joke. But don't smile. Don't scream. Don't do the things that you normally do. When you say these lines, don't end with a smile. Be serious. And she's like, okay. And they're like, and don't scream. Don't do your, and Donald Trump is done and done. Don't do it. She went, okay. And that's all it was. She can't talk about the success of when she ran our foreign affairs. She can't say, well, we were successful in Libya. No. You know, we were successful with Russia. No. You know, we were successful with... You know what her thing was? You want to know what her claim to fame was? This was her claim to fame. Okay? She was in the room. This is what she said. This is her big claim to fame. She was in the room when Bin Laden was killed and then bagged and dumped off the ship. That was her claim to fame. She was in the room. Now, you all remember that picture, right? There was a lot of people in the room. There was a lot of people. So basically, anybody in that room can claim that somehow they were responsible for getting Bin Laden. I mean, that's all she got. That's it. That's all she's got. And she was in the room. I was in the room. That's it. That's it. That's it. She was in the room. That was it. She was in the room along with Joe Biden, President. Who else? Leon Panetta, I think. Who else was in that damn room? Who else is in that room? Let's see. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. If you look at the picture, there's 10 people in the room. So every single one of those people has a claim to capturing and killing Osama bin Laden. What do you think of that? What do you think of that? Everybody in that room. I'm looking like, I know there's a staffer or two. I know there's a staffer or two. So one of these staff members. Okay? I know one of these. One of them are a staffer. Let's see if we could. No, we don't have a. We don't have a lot of time, but let me see if I can just real quick. I don't know if I can. Who is it? Who is in the room? Joe Biden. Okay. So these are the people that officially can claim that they took part in killing and capturing and dumping the body of bin Laden. Okay. Barack Hussein Obama. Joe the hair sniffer Biden. Anthony Blinken, the national security advisor to the hair sniffer Joe Biden. John Brennan, assistant to the president for Homeland Security and Counterterrorism.
Okay.
James Clapper, director of National Intelligence. Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State. William Daley, White House Chief of Staff. Tom DeLeon, National Security Advisor. Big Bad Bobby Gates, Secretary of Defense. Admiral Mike Mullen, Chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Audria Thomason, National Counterterrorism Center. Brigadier General Marshall Webb, Assistant Commanding General, Joint Special Operations Command. Dennis McDonnell, Deputy National Security Advisor. Leon Panetta, Central Intelligence Agency Director. Okay, now, I think Audria Thomason is kind of an assistant. I think. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. The vice president guy, that guy would say he's kind of an assistant. But, hey, you know, what do I know? I'm just a radio show host. But what I do know, what I do know is if Secretary Clinton can say, hey, I'm qualified to be commander-in-chief. I'm qualified to be commander-in-chief because I've been in difficult and life-changing situations. I was part of the operation that killed, captured, and dumped the body of Osama bin Laden into the ocean. If she can claim that, then every single one of these people can also claim that. Every single one of these people can claim that. Every single one of them. Every single one of them. And you know, there's people that aren't mentioned in here. There's people that are not mentioned in here. Let's see here. Let me see. Webb, Mullen, Dillion, Daley, Blinken, Thomason, Brennan, Clapper. Where's this guy? This is one guy. I'm like, who's that guy? Yeah, there's somebody in here that looks like an assistant. Like a press secretary or something. Who's that guy? Anyways, that's her claim to fame. That's her claim to fame. That's it. She can't talk about anything else. She can't talk about Libya. Libya is a disaster. She can't talk about Syria. Syria is a disaster. She can't talk about Russia. Russia is a disaster. She can't talk about one accomplishment. She can't talk about anything except she logged more flying miles than any other Secretary of State in the history. Flying miles. She's flown more than any other Secretary of State in history. That's a qualification. That's it. That's their qualifications. So as you see, she couldn't give a foreign policy speech yesterday. She couldn't outline what she would do as President of the United States. She couldn't say, okay, here's what Donald Trump says, and here's what I will do about the situation. She didn't do any of that. All she did was do a 30-minute stand-up routine. What she did is like when you hear Margaret Cho or Margaret Chud or one of those comedians that don't like want to be funny anymore. Like their whole shtick is doing a 30-minute routine of just going over the top with language and situations where it's more about shock, but not like old school Andrew Dice Clay, like Hickory Dickory Dock, nothing like that. It's like, so how many people in this audience have been raped? Let's just talk about rape. Where you're just like, whoa, this is, what's going on? Let's talk about white privilege. Now, every single one of you in this, it's that type of comedy where it's meant not to be funny. It's like performance art. That's like what Hillary Clinton did yesterday. It was like 30 minutes of just, Trump is this, and Trump is that, and Trump will do this, and Trump will do that. Trump thinks like this, and Trump thinks like that. Trump has a bizarre fascination with dictators and strongmen. I mean, he's dangerous. He's incoherent. He's an unstable man. He'll lead us into war because somebody got under his very thin skin. Okay, all right. We get it. Cool. So what are you going to do different? If you're not going to tell us what you're going to do, then that means we have to look at your record of what you've done in the past. And if you look at Hillary Clinton's record in the past, it was dismal. And if she's not saying anything she's going to do differently than what Obama is doing now, then we're in store for more and more and more disasters under a Clinton presidency. Because if she's not saying anything she'll do different, then what she's saying is the 4 years that she was Secretary of State was a success, and all the mayhem and death and destruction that happened under her watch then was acceptable. And the same goes for the 4 years since she left. And she's going to stay the course with those policies. So Russia will continue doing what they're doing. Maybe they'll take over a bigger state this time. Maybe they'll take over a bigger country. Maybe North Korea will finally have a rocket that doesn't go in the sky 200-300 yards and then fall to the water. Maybe they'll have a rocket that could actually reach the West Coast. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I mean, it's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Because at some point, Hillary Clinton is going to have the same thing that liberals like to say in reference to Trump, when they go, at some point, he's going to have to say what exactly he's going to do as far as Obamacare. Replace and repeal. He's going to have to. The same for Hillary Clinton. She can't for the next 5 months just say, Donald Trump is dangerous. Donald Trump is dangerous. If he gets upset, he might fire a nuclear bomb. He likes strongmen. He likes dictators. His foreign policy would be abysmal. He'll be abysmal. Okay. Well, what are you going to do about ISIS? Trump says he wants to bomb the hell out of them. You said Trump wants to send soldiers there to wipe out ISIS. He wants to send ground troops there. So, if that's all bad, what are you going to do? What's Hillary Clinton's plan for ISIS? What's Hillary Clinton's plan for Russia? Remember Hillary Clinton had the restart button? Remember her and Putin and Medved or whatever the hell his name was? Remember, you guys, it was under Obama and Secretary of State when Putin and Medved, whatever the hell the fake president was. Remember, they have democracy and they have the term limits and votes. Remember that that's Russia. They're good people now. So then Putin basically termed out. And then they had this Dmitrievich or Medvedevich, whatever the hell his name was, became the president or whatever the hell you call the premier, whatever. But Putin was still like in the administration. He wasn't the president anymore. He was like the vice president. So they did that charade. And Obama and Clinton were like, oh, okay, it's cool. Like, well, aren't you guys going to protest? Isn't anybody going to say, hey, Russia? Hey, Russia, you're doing a con job. No. Hillary Clinton with the button, restart, yay! In a year or two, that guy's gone, and Putin's back in power. All of this has happened under Obama's watch, Hillary Clinton's watch. I mean, the last 7.5 years, as it comes to foreign policy and what's going on in different countries and our relationships, they've been just horrible. I mean, look at Iran. They still chant death to America. A new report just came out that says they are still to this day, the biggest sponsors of terror. Today, biggest sponsors of terror. Iran. And Hillary Clinton likes to take credit for the Iran deal. She says it was in the works when she was Secretary of State. Well, the Iran deal is horrible. The Iran deal is horrible. They're the biggest sponsors of terrorist groups that are spread out across the globe. They want Israel wiped off the map. They're the ones that prop up the regime that is Hamas, the Palestinians, Hezbollah. I mean, the Iranians are horrible, horrible people. They're horrible people. That country's horrible. I mean, the people of Iran, they're horrible people. When you see hundreds of thousands chanting death to America in the streets and they're burning the American flag, and you're sitting there going, wow, you take credit for doing what? Enabling them? Hillary Clinton is the great enabler. She's the great enabler. It's amazing. It's amazing. She's the great enabler. She enables her husband to rape women. Sexually harass women. When you're sitting in a hotel room and or a conference room and somebody comes up to that room thinking they're having a meeting because it's the political campaign or whatever the hell it is. Remember, the whole Paula Jones thing wasn't about, oh, I'm going up to this man's room who wants to secretly meet with me. Nothing like that. This is like campaigns and operating out of hotel rooms and campaign. When you go up to meet with someone and they're sitting on a couch with their junk exposed, and they're like, come on, just give it a touch, just give it a kiss. And it continues. It continues from there to various women. You're an enabler. Hillary Clinton is the great enabler. She doesn't just enable her husband. She enables Iran. She enables ISIS. She enables Russia. Listen, if you've been an enabler since you were in your 20s and you enable in your personal life, of course you're going to enable in your professional life. Every aspect of your life, you're going to be enabling people. So when she became Secretary of State, she enabled. She enabled Russia. She enabled Iran. She enabled ISIS. She enabled Assad. She enabled the animals that slaughtered our ambassador. She's enabled all of these countries, just like she enabled her husband. And that's why, for 30 minutes, all she can do is say, Donald Trump is this and Donald Trump is that. And it was supposed to be a foreign policy speech. And not one person in the media came out and said, well, it was great to watch her do a routine for 30 minutes talking about how horrible Donald Trump is, but we were told it was a foreign policy speech. Not one person did it. Instead, every single one of them said, oh my God, Hillary Clinton's the greatest in the world. Oh my God, she's so great. Oh my God. Oh my God. She's so great. Oh my God. She did everything that we hoped she would do. Oh my God. That's what they did. It wasn't a foreign policy speech, you stupids. Wasn't a foreign policy speech. They should have put a press release out that said, hey, everybody tune in because Hillary Clinton is going to do a 30-minute routine where she talks about Donald Trump being Satan. Could have at least did that. All I'm saying.